Hey, you guys, what's up? It's your girl, Ashley Tamar, and Tamar Talks is back with season five. You know, we kicked it off with my baby brother, Sean, who is a prop master for some of your favorite film and TV shows. And, you know, of course, we have a crazy, amazing lineup with people behind the camera, off the scenes, non-traditional careers in TV and film. But, of course, my boy is like, he's like one of my favorite industry people. He's a friend. He's a little brother. He used to nag me all the time and give me kisses all the time when we were on tour for Motown the Musical. So please welcome to Tamar Talks. I want to say my first male artist, talent, Elijah Ahmad Lewis.
What's up, everybody?
E-A-L.
Yes.
E-A-L.
What's up, Tay?
Hi, Elijah.
Hey, Ashley Tamar Davis.
You guys, Elijah is one of the most special people I know. We have a lot to talk about, you know, but we're going to get off with first. Like, Elijah, remind me how we met. I remember this was 2013?
14.
Motown the Musical. Mm-hmm. We were in Chicago.
Chicago, Oriental Theater.
The Oriental Theater.
Mm-hmm.
All I remember was, okay, so our cast was considered the most prettiest cast. I know everyone else is going to join us for it, but Charles Randolph Wright even said himself, we are the most beautiful cast. Even the wardrobe and hair was like, y'all are some beautiful people.
Oh, he said everyone on the team had to be, everyone who was around him had to be cute.
We were cute though, y'all. Like, we were cute. Yeah. Like, I remember the guys were just like handsome as crap. You know, they didn't want us, but they were still handsome. But Elijah walks in and he just fly from head to toe. Y'all, we're at rehearsal and Elijah just walks in from head to toe. And then what did you say to me? I think you recognized me.
I was like, I know you. And you were like, do you? And I was like, who can?
And we were inseparable ever since. Like, Elijah,
I sent you that picture last night. That was the first picture we took with you in the yellow sweatshirt.
Oh, okay. In the yellow sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Okay, so Elijah and I have just been cool ever since. Elijah is so talented. It's very rare for you to meet someone who's talented, can sing, can perform, can command a stage. But then at the same time, off stage, Elijah, tell people what you do. What else
well,
you do?
I also am a graphic designer.
He's not just a graphic designer, though. He does websites, logos, moving graphics.
All things, yeah.
Everything.
All things.
But Elijah has been working on an album that we will talk about later. But right now, Elijah and I are working on, you want to tell people?
Okay, top secret. But we are working on a duet project. I think, you know, duets are lost these days. And I mean, I would be remiss to not put my voice up against the voice, the iconic voice, the A Tay Day voice.
Y'all, we're doing duets. Elijah is gonna listen. Elijah's low ends and highs. I told him, I said, it's very rare for me to say this, but it reminds me of Prince. But Elijah and I are doing duets and we're doing them as covers, but we're kind of teasing people.
Yeah.
For what's to come. Because we, like Elijah said, we are really missing duets. Like the classic duets, just great duets. I think the last one that I loved was PJ Morton, JoJo.
Yes, JoJo.
But yeah, that's what we're working on. You know what I mean? But let's just rewind. So Elijah comes to Houston in what Broadway show?
Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations.
Y'all, now listen, I fan out. Very few times do I fan out. Elijah comes out. Do you do the slide? Do you slide? You do something.
I do a knee slide. I do a mic toss drop.
No, the very first time you come out, you do what? A slide, right?
I do the mic thing. The slide isn't until Ain't Too Proud.
Okay. Elijah comes out on stage, y'all. It's a wrap. Like, he is such a star. Tell us how you got into Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Ain't Too Proud. Crazy thing. I was doing a second national tour of Motown after Mr. Gordy asked me to come back. And about like maybe the third or fourth month in, I get a call from my agent. The show was called The Detroit Project then.
Ain't Too Proud was called The Detroit Project?
The Detroit Project.
Okay.
Before they had a name in 2017. And they wanted me to read for Eddie Kendricks. So I submitted all my stuff while I was on the road. And they got back to me and they were like, hey, we want you, you know, to come to New York. And I was like, ah, I can't right now. You know, we're about to open in Vegas. And they're like, no, we would like you to leave Motown and come to Ain't Too Proud. Well, to the Detroit Project. And I was stuck in the middle because I had just made the commitment to Mr. Gordy. The tour had just started. And I wanted to always originate a role, but I didn't want to let the man who made Motown down. So after going back and forth with my team, we turned it down.
You turned down the Detroit Project. And what year was this?
2017.
Okay.
Finished the tour. Came back. My agent told them that, you know, I was available. They were already open on Broadway. They were looking for a new Eddie after Jeremy Pope had left. Shout out to Jeremy Pope. Yes.
Hey, Jeremy.
What's going on,
Jeremy? How you doing, Jeremy Pope?
After he left, and then they were looking for a new Eddie, was trying to go back in, didn't work. And then, long story short, they called me in to be principal standby on Broadway. So I covered the roles of David, Eddie, and Otis.
Okay, so let's let people understand what that means.
Yes.
When you cover three people, that means you have to learn all their tracks, all their parts.
All their
songs.
And
if any one of them calls out from a show, Elijah replaces them right away. It's no time to rehearse, by the way. Okay? Okay.
Yes. No time.
No time.
No time. There have been times I've been called at half hour in the middle of the show. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But special shout out while we're here to the person who taught me how tireless that is to do and still have a game face on and bring the show, Jenny Harney.
Jenny.
Honey. Okay. I'm just going to say this right now. Jenny Harney. Honey. You taught me, honey.
Baby,
all that you got going on right now is all because of all that you paved the way, honey.
Baby.
But Jenny Harney Fleming, is that her new
name?
Honey. Okay, we'll come back to that. But yes, keep going.
So yeah, so I went on Broadway, came principal standby, then the pandemic happened. We were in the works for the tour, but pandemic happened, and of course we all were shut down. But then when we came back and they came back to Broadway, I became David for the first national tour.
David Ruffin, y'all. He slays David Ruffin, 8 shows a week. How do you keep yourself together for those? Because it's only 7 days in the week.
Yeah.
So how do you keep yourself together?
I had to learn. I think I learned a lot when we were on tour with Motown. Would that be my first Broadway tour?
That was your first Broadway show?
First Broadway tour.
Me too.
Tour. Yep.
No wonder we like really, really clicked. Like that was, we were like, okay, got it.
It was our first Broadway rodeo.
Yes.
I learned a lot on that tour. That tour was 2.5 years. It was a long time.
But how do you keep your voice together? Like, do you injure yourself? Because y'all, he slides, he James Brown, he kicks, he does flips, he sings in a, like he... How do you stay healthy? And you travel, you're on a flight, you're in a different hotel. Like,
yeah,
how do you do that?
I tell anyone, if you are part of a Broadway touring show, it's different than being home on Broadway, where you have access to your ENT, your dermatologist, your chiropractor. You know, you're on the road in different climates and different theater houses, and the sound bounces different in different climates. I had to learn. I rest, of course. We have a physical therapist that travels with us, of course. I told you about this last night.
Oh, yeah, the honey and...
honey and hot water. Raw honey and hot water.
Y'all, yesterday we stopped to go get honey and hot water. I was like, who drinks honey and hot water?
Me.
But he's never gotten hoarse. And that's something else we share in common, knock on wood. I've never gotten hoarse either. So just want y'all to know, if you're going to learn from anyone, please learn from Elijah, because he too has not gotten sick. Have you called out from any shows yet?
Yeah. Oh, I have. I'm now on my 10th injury.
10th injury? What injury you have right now?
I had a growing injury. I had an ankle injury. My back had gone out during the show.
How long were you out?
My back, I was out for a week.
Okay.
A week and a half. It went out literally, and I had to call out an intermission. My understudy had to go on.
Wow.
That role is not, shout out to Sergio Trujillo, who won the Tony for best choreography.
Honey, you did that. Okay. Like literally there's no moment to even close your eyes. You will miss, if you blink and Ain't Too Proud to Beg, you will miss everything. Even from the guy who plays Otis.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Well, Michael Andreas.
Michael Andreas. Like how you learn all that. Like I learn lines, but he does like a whole 10 years of information in 3 hours.
Two and a half hours.
Oh, it's a lot.
And, you know, shout out to Sergio and Edgar Gondino for that choreography. It is not for the weary.
I said I'm going to learn it, you guys. I'm going to try to learn it before Elijah
leaves.
She got it. I'm going to try one of them. I want to try, that's what the world is today. Hey. Listen, they be getting it, y'all.
She acting like she wasn't dancing in Motown and musical now.
No, these, y'all get it, though. And then Melvin, the more...
The bass.
Yeah. Like, even Alex, my sweetheart, was just like, what? He was like, yo, they are getting it, y'all. They're getting it.
The Temptations, classic, legendary, known for moves, known for harmonies. Like, you have to do them justice. And the fact that Otis is still living, you know, the show is based upon his memoir, The Temptations. We just want to do it right. They are celebrating their 60th anniversary. They got a 60th anniversary album out. They are still touring. It's like,
Jawan and M. Jackson. Tony Grant. Special shout out to y'all. Y'all in the Temptations. Y'all representing.
Yes, they are. And doing it.
And doing it. Like, what is your favorite part about being in this show in particular? Is it because of Otis? Is it because of the audiences?
Because of the story.
The story is so emotional.
The story is emotional, but the story is relevant. What was going on then is happening now. It's a mirror. It's unfortunate. But what I say is, when you come to the show, the title Temptations, you know you're going to get great music. It's almost like a hidden treasure because you're coming really for a school lesson that you didn't think you were coming to get.
Well, I know that's what happened with us. I mean, we came to see it in Houston. Houston is very blue but red state. It's very faith-based driven. Yeah. It's very, the audience is something we should talk about eventually, is a lot of Caucasians and other races. I saw more blacks in the audience, and I'm saying that because we are in the world of theater, and it would be great to see more blacks in the audience, especially when it comes to our stories and the stories that are happening. But when y'all got to the racial injustice, okay, y'all, the music is live from the time you come out. When you get to the racial injustice, like, you could feel, like, the thickness, like...
There have been people I have seen leave the show.
Yeah, but y'all go there. Like, that bus ride?
There was one time, there was a lady sitting maybe third row back, and she was rocking, and she was, like, moving. And, like, by the time that gunshot scene happened and we got past all that, but, like, she didn't come back. I saw her leave during the show and not come back.
Now, I know how that makes me feel. We're not talking about me, but A Night with Janis Joplin, we'll talk about that in a minute. How does it make you feel when you do? Because, and I don't think a lot of people realize this, and we're getting really real on this episode, when we as black actors are in a show and we depict factual things that happen and we see people leave the show, how does that make, I know what it, how it does me, but how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel like I'm doing the job. Because I don't want people to feel uncomfortable because all we're doing is telling you what happened. These are just facts of what happened. But if you feel seen, then be seen.
Well, I think for me, I appreciate that answer. I feel the opposite. I feel very compelled to see that it is really still prevalent. And it's almost like entertainers should be minstrels and just perform and entertain, but there's an art to what we do. The Nina Simones, Aretha Franklin's, like, there's an art to us getting up here and letting it out because our lives are on the line when we get up here. Like, you guys are just depicting factual things.
Right.
And sometimes people don't separate the fact that you're playing these real people who existed, and then when you come out of the stage door, like, y'all had security, right? Our shows, we didn't have security because it wasn't like, but you guys are like black men, you know what I mean? And, you know, when y'all leave the stage door, that's a whole nother world that people don't put y'all in two different, like, this is Elijah, this is not Eddie, this is not David Ruffin, this is Elijah playing these people. Right. All right, well, that's good to know. So we are going to try to give away two tickets to go and see. Which shows do y'all have coming up? The show ends in March.
In March. The tour closes in March.
What cities are you have next?
Woo! We'll be heading back to the East Coast. We have Arizona. We'll be headed back to Detroit.
Ooh, that's going to be fun. Motown home.
We're going back. They called us back again. We'll be in Philly for about 3 weeks. We'll go back to the Kennedy Center where we opened the tour. We got a few good spots before we close.
Okay. All right. So what else do you have going on, Elijah? What else is going on in your world?
Besides this album and this tour, child, I'm just trying to see what's next now that the strike is over.
Yeah, now that the strike is over. How do you feel about the strike? Like, do you feel like once you get into TV and film, do you feel like, so do you know what's going on? Did you read like the how many hours they give you to mm-hmm. sign off? So how do you feel about that?
Why can't people do people right?
Well, here's what I feel about it, okay? Napster came in and changed the game as a recording artist, mm-hmm. and no one had no empathy for us. Like, everyone was file sharing, sending music to each other. Now we have Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. Like, I can buy a song and I can still email it to you, and yep. now it's in your thing. So I feel like AI is just never gonna go away. It's here to stay. And I think it is a disservice, though, if we are performing and then we only have 48 hours to give approval if you need to do a pickup scene. Did you really have a pickup scene, or you just...
Right.
You just blatantly didn't budget in for us to do this.
Exactly. I think my whole thing with the industry now is people are sacrificing talent for the dollar.
Well, that's really a shame.
And that's, you know, AI is coming in to just snatch all of that away. The talent is not there anymore. It's just like, what can you do for this how much of a dollar?
Well, I mean, you would know because you guys are getting more people coming out of college that are performing. Yeah. I remember telling a friend of mine, I said, when I started seeing SAG, the different tiers, ultra low budget, new mm-hmm. media, blah, blah, blah. And then I started seeing new talent. Shout out to all the new talent, right? I'm not mad at it. But when the morale of the talent goes down and then you look at the pay scales, I was like, okay, everyone is trying to save the dollar. And I just heard on NPR News where they were saying people are not even factoring in the layoffs that happen at all of the companies. So when the layoffs are happening, the content is going to be, you know, very limited. The talent, the budgets for it, who they're going to hire is going to change. You know, I just think like, but the thing is, what is the solution?
Right. Even our contracts for Broadway. Like, there are no full production tours going out anymore. It's only like Cedar Down. The only full production will be Broadway, really. Or if you have a high multifaceted show that is invested really well, it's...
But the thing is, though, I don't think people understand the value of their voices, right? Yeah. If more people understood, like, the value of buying the tickets, coming to the theaters, even your local theaters, you're going to find some of the most talented people,
right.
You know, but even local theaters are starting to close because people are not coming to the shows. And then you start to think, is it because people aren't putting money into marketing so that people know about the shows?
Or marketing correctly.
Marketing correctly. I mean, they should just go take a lesson from Tyler Perry. I mean,
and also after the pandemic, you know, I think people realize after the pandemic how much this world runs on entertainment.
I mean, the world literally runs
on entertainment.
You cannot watch a TV show. You can't. If you just imagine watching a film, a TV show, a commercial, even gaming, you can't even sit NBA draft, Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. You cannot do anything without music.
Yeah.
But our IP is being copywritten. I mean, just stripped from us, like left and right. Even the AI with vocals.
Let me tell you something. the fact that you can duplicate someone's voice and then put out a song, they don't even know that it's out there.
But my question is, who's making the money?
And where's it going?
Because let me tell you something.
It ain't coming to us.
It's not coming to us. And let me tell you something. When I read an article in Spotify, it was about Spotify, maybe 6-7 years ago, about fake artists. Mm-hmm. Whatever you guys do, Google it. It's called Fake Artists, says Fake Artists Spotify. This is when I knew it was a big shift. What I found out is they're hiring musicians and artists like across the way. I think it was the Netherlands or Norway or something. Mm-hmm. And these kids just sit in a room like this and they just compose music. So like I like ambient sounds, mm-hmm. like chill sounds. So on Spotify, I would go and listen. And if you look, there's no real artist names. It'll say NVPQX or SMQY234. And you'd be like, these aren't real artists. And come to find out, the government was trying to crack down on it. But I don't think they did, because I think the people who were creating it were a part of the company.
Yep. It's even, I don't know if you saw this, I don't know how recent it was, but I saw it on Instagram recently about Terrence Howard talking about how much he got paid for Hustle and Flow, and how they used, instead of saying that Terrence Howard sang and performed these songs, they put his character's name, and the production company, I'm not going to say their name, owns that name, so that that means they get all the performance royalties from that.
So since we're talking about it, I'm a music supervisor, so we're going to go and talk about that real fast before we let Elijah go on this first episode of Tamar Talks with Elijah Ahmad Lewis, EAL to be exact. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I'm a music supervisor, let me tell you how that goes. I'm probably getting in trouble, but no, I won't. Okay. So what happens is when your talent, say for instance, you're booked on the next Hustle and Flow.
Mm-hmm.
What the issue is, it's not that he didn't get paid the right amount, because we have to talk about it. Who were his lawyers? Because Terrence Howard was Terrence Howard at that time, right? He was still Terrence Howard, right? So it depends on who negotiated the deal. That's number one, right? Number two, was it considered? What kind of contract was it? That's number two. Number three is, what's baffling to me as a music supervisor, whoever wrote the song and composed the song, the network owns it. Right. I need everyone to understand that, especially for composers. Most of the time when you're starting out and you're composing a song for a TV show, the network owns it. I'm going to say it again. The network owns
it. Not you.
It. Not you. So in the Terrence Howard situation, I was not there. But the fact that someone had the gall to say his character was the artist is what's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was Terrence Howard, special shout out to Terrence Howard, because he used to come to all of our shows. If I was Terrence Howard, I would go back to that contract to see if who said that his character got those royalties versus him as the performer. That I've never heard of. And it's actually pretty scary. And from the company side, it's very ingenious.
Yeah.
It's very ingenious because it mitigates the real person. And the question becomes, though, who still gets those royalties? Because the character is made up.
To this day, the character's made up. It's not a real person.
It's not a real person. So that's why I tell a lot of the talent today, you guys can't be anxious for stuff, because just as much as you want to get put on, you will literally actually lose out quadruple by signing your life away.
Yeah.
So anyways, this was a great conversation, you guys, on Tamar Talks. Do you have anything else to say on this episode, Mr. Elijah Ahmad Lewis?
I just want to give my sister her flowers.
Aw, thank you.
I have watched you blossom throughout all the years.
Thank you.
You know, what's about to happen, people going to be shocked, but I know it's time.
Thank you, Elijah. Is there anything? Well, hold on. Before you go, who's your favorite artist? Who are you listening to right now? Because, y'all, his album is giving me all 90s vibes, R&B, and he's giving me all in Brandy harmonies. Rodney Jerkins, you need to pay attention. He is killing it. You don't need nobody to demo his stuff. He will kill it for you. Okay. Who are you listening to today?
I'm really in love with Victoria Monet's project.
Okay.
Right now. I'm also listening to Lucky Day.
Lucky Day.
I'm also listening to, of course, Samo.
Samo, special shout out to you, Samo. We love you. Congratulations on two songs that we just landed in one of the projects I did. So happy for you.
But yeah, I love supporting my friends and colleagues. That is huge for me. I think that there is not enough in our industry of us supporting each other.
I agree. Totally, I agree. All right, you guys, this is Tamar Talks. You have just heard from Elijah Ahmad Lewis. Hopefully you guys get to go check him out and Ain't Too Proud to Beg when his album comes out. How do people follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram, Elijah Ahmad Lewis, or you can type in EAL on all social media platforms. My website is EAL360.com.
Thank you so much for joining.
Love you today.
Love you.
Come bring me
your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again.
Come, give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lie you safe within your arms. I'm born again.
I was half, not whole. Instead, with none.
Reaching through this world. In need of one. Come show me your kindness. In your arms I know I'll find this.
Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again.
Ooh, lying safe inside your arms.
It's gonna be a new day. Picture me in space where I have no doubt. ever, reaching stars that I know will take me far. It seems so clear to me to be all that I ever thought I could. And now that you are here,
I'm not afraid to
so cold,
ice cold.
Alarms going off like it's about to explode. Working all night and my eyes just close.
pressure high, trying to make a flat line. Whoa, I need to relax, take time, clear my mind, spin a couple of stacks. Search online for a spot to invade with a hot lemonade by the pool in the shade.
Sleep, wake up if you're around me. Get it. sleep or wake up if you're out. Wake up if you're around me. I can't let this sleep. Wake up if you're around me.